Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
I recently noticed some impatience growing amongst some cattails in Turtle Mountain. It's always a treat to see this interesting plant, also known as jewelweed or touch-me-not. Two species of touch-me-nots are native to North Dakota. The more common and widely distributed species is the spotted touch-me-not, or Impatiens capensis. It can be found roughly east of a line from Botany County to Sargent County, along stream banks, springs, and other wet habitats, particularly in wooded areas. Spotted touch-me-not is a much-branched herbaceous annual that grows to around 3 or 4 feet tall. The flowers are about an inch long, sac-like, with a long spur. In combination with orange-yellow color and perhaps some reddish-brown spots, the flowers are interesting and attractive. The common name jewelweed is reportedly a reference to the flowers shimmering in the sunlight like jewels. The name touch-me-not is even more interesting. It's a reference to the explosively dehiscent capsules. As with many dry fruits, the capsules of Impatiens break open or dehisce to release the seeds, and they do so in explosive fashion. When the fruits are mature, a simple touch of the hand, or to be more effective, a pinch, can cause the fruits to explode open, sending seeds flying in all directions. As you can imagine, this can lead to some fun entertainment. Another interesting aspect of Impatiens is the production of seeds from flowers that don't require pollination. Botanists call the phenomenon cleistogamy, and the flowers are said to be cleistogamous. These small flowers, which may be produced at the base of some of the leaves, are about a 1/16 of an inch long and inconspicuous. Impatiens was used medically by many Native American tribes. The mucilaginous sap from the stems and leaves was used to treat various skin conditions and to treat exposure to poison ivy and stinging nettle. It's still used by herbalists. So as you travel about, be on the lookout for some tall, bushy plants sporting lots of orange-colored flowers in wet areas. It could be spotted touch-me-not. And if there are some fruits, try giving them a pinch. I've put a couple of pictures of spotted touch-me-not along with the text of this natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.